A symbol usually carried by individuals who suffer from ailment, and it acts as a medium to inform about the medical condition of an individual to either emergency medical technician or anyone who is near to person in case of emergency is known as a medical identification symbol. The symbol is usually red in color, but occasionally blue also. Medical identification symbol printed or engraved on the jewelry is known as a medical identification tag. These emergency medical technicians or emergency medical personnel are the paramedical staff who are the first to reach in case of medical emergencies or accidents. There are various forms in which the medical identification tag is available in the market, like a card or a wristband or a miscellaneous jewelry also. So what is this card? It is known as a medical identification card or emergency wallet card, and it can be easily carried in a wallet. It generally has the personal information of the patient, contact information of someone in case of emergency, and it also contains comprehensive medical history of the patient. Wristband. Medical identification tags are also available in form of a wristband, which can be worn on wrist and will be easily visible to the emergency responders in case of any adversity. The information on the wristband is not exhaustive as the medical identification card and may have just a vital details engraved on the outside of it, such as allergies or any advanced directives or diagnosis of the person. Miscellaneous jewelry. A medical identification tag can be customized according to the person's need into the various other forms, such as shoe tag, pendants, necklace or a bracelet. The main function of medical identification tag is it should be easily visible to the emergency care team and convey the medical information or the contact number of a person who could provide the same to the emergency responders. It is interesting to know about one foundation, which is known as a Medic Alert Foundation, which was founded in 1956 by Dr. Marion and Chrissy Collins. This Medic Alert Foundation is a non-profitable, charitable and membership-based organization dedicated to the well-being of others. Medic Alert Foundation issue a medical information tags such as wallet cards, wristbands, jewelry, and these are known as a Medic Alert. This Medic Alert is the only medical identification and information network with the medically trained staff that reviews the prioritizes your health information, ensuring the most important details and delivers first. This Medic Alert Foundation, as of year 2014, provides its service in following 10 countries: United States, Australia, Canada, Cyprus, Iceland, Malaysia, New Zealand, South Africa, United Kingdom, and even to Zimbabwe. Now let's learn about another type of personal medical report, and that is EMR-based personal medical records. In EMR-based personal medical record, the data is not created or managed by individual. Instead, the individual is the only entitled to view the data of the electronic medical records, which is maintained by the servicing physician or a hospital or any healthcare agency or even an insurance company. The individuals can access only certain sections of the medical records, such as scheduling the appointment or ordering the medicines through e-pharmacy. However, more and more EMR-based personal medical records have started adding several other features in order to capitalize the market. So there are some new distinct features of these EMR-based personal medical records. Which are those? One of the distinct features is that individuals can enter any relevant health information into the system. Second is uploading of data from the home healthcare monitoring devices such as blood pressure, blood sugar, pulse or pulse oximeter, etc. Third is it gives the ability to exchange healthcare information from other sources such as a pharmacies or other healthcare providers. Individuals can gain access to their medical records through web browser and in some cases even through mobile applications on the smartphones. Singapore's National Skin Center was the first healthcare institution in Southeast Asia to introduce the free online patient health record. EMR is a type of electronic record that assimilates all the paper-based medical records of a patient in an electronic form. This information is created and managed by an aid for the physicians for diagnosis and treatment of the patient. It is specific to and controlled by a single medical facility and can be accessed only by the physician and staff of the medical facility. So according to NAHIT, the definition of EMR is an electronic record of a health related information on an individual that can be created, gathered, managed and consulted by authorized clinician and staff within one healthcare organization. Adoption of electronic medical record has been far slower than expected by the researchers, ongoing to the following factors. Which are those? Huge amount of initial investment required for implementation. Many providers feel that the benefit achieved from implementation of EMR does not justify the use cost of involved. Further to that, more time is required by the providers to input the data into the EMR. This leads to decrease in productivity of the provider and overall decreasing the number of patients seen in the medical facility. While characters of EMR have categorically criticized paper medical records for their limited accessibility, ambiguity and legibility, antagonists still believe that paper records are far more secure in terms of protecting patients' health information as compared to the electronic medical records. One of the first electronic medical records developed in India was E-Shushrut in 2002. It was developed by the Center for Development of Advanced Computing, Government of India. Selection of an EMR should be meticulous and customized as per the requirements of the hospital. So, which are the basic requirements of an ideal EMR? The first and foremost, it should be a fairly priced, as cost has been the main factor interfering with widespread adoption of EMR. The EMR should meet all the certifications criteria of a local as well as global governing bodies. Third is, the EMR vendor should provide any future updates for the EMR software as and when required in order to meet the meaningful use requirements. Another feature is that which is required is that it should be coherent and should complement in productivity enhancement of the hospital, and it should have the capability of customization as per size of the medical facility and medical specialty. An ideal EMR software should be able to easily integrate with the existing healthcare monitoring devices or softwares used in various hospitals. Another basic requirement is that the EMR should provide a robust security for the medical database storage, and EMR should provide an outside training team during the implementation process and a 24/7 technical support team available during the leave process to answer any queries very promptly. The EMR requirement that it should have some backup system also in place in case of any kind of a system failure. EHR is a type of electronic record that has constitutes of all paper-based medical records of a patient in electronic form. It is not controlled by a single medical facility. Instead, it can be shared among the multiple healthcare providers and multiple medical facilities. So, according to the NAHIT, the definition of ideal EHR is: electronic health record is an electronic record of a health related information on an individual that conforms to nationally recognized interoperability standards and that can be created, managed and consulted by authorized clinician and a staff across more than one healthcare organization. So now we know what is electronic medical report and electronic health report. Now let's compare these two. Generally, EMR and EHR are used interchangeably, but there is a very fine but prominent difference between the two. What is that? EMR is controlled by a single medical facility, whereas EHR securely share the patient's health data across multiple healthcare organizations. In addition to all requirements of an ideal EMR, EHR should also conform to globally or nationally adopted interoperability standards. Electronic health report provides a more comprehensive patient health record as compared to electronic medical report. There are two types of reports: client server installation and software as a service system. Now first let's learn something more about client service installation. This is the most basic type of installation seen in the hospitals, and it is also known as a local system or a standalone system. In India, basically all the hospitals utilizes this type of client server installation as the data is not required to be shared with any other institution. In client server installation system, the server which is used to store the electronic medical database is installed locally within the premises of the hospital. Now this type of setting requires a huge upfront and recurring maintenance cost, as the hospital needs to purchase the software, produce and procure the required hardware, install in its own premises and also perform a regular maintenance. Now let's see the advantages or disadvantages of software as a service system, popularly known as a SaaS. SaaS is a software delivery method that provides access to a software and its functions remotely as a web-based service. In this system, the data is not stored on local server or within the hospital premises, but instead it is stored in the cloud, which is can be easily shared between the health organizations. The main benefit of this system is that the providers do not have to pay a hefty price to purchase the licensed software, but can use the software by paying a monthly or annual fee. One of the drawbacks of this system is that the provider do not have a total control over the medical database and are totally depend on the vendor for security of the data. So now if you see the difference or a comparison between SaaS system and client server system, let's compare it. If you consider about the cost for a SaaS system, low cost. For client server installation, hospital has to invest high cost. Accessibility. Accessibility is using host device, desktop, laptop, smartphones, tablets for SaaS system. Whereas accessibility is limited to only desktops and laptops within the hospital. If you consider customization, then for SaaS system, an out-of-box application is provided with limited to no customization. Whereas with client server installation, it can be customized depending upon the product vendor. Upgradation. Well, the SaaS provider implements required hardware and software upgrades. But in client server installation, hospital have to bear the cost of a new software. What about security? SaaS system security is a concern, as the data at rest is stored on the cloud and also accessed through the internet. Whereas security is much better with a client server installation, because the data is within the hospital premises. If you consider scalability, with increase in business, only subscription plan needs to be increased and you are ready to go. That is the advantage with SaaS system. But if you see about clinical service installation, with increased business, hospital needs to invest more hardware and software. Next comparison point is downtime. SaaS is accessed through the internet. Hence, any downtime effect, it will affect the medical practice. Whereas client server installation being connected within the LAN. So there is no downtime, except by chance if there is any system failure or so. Interoperability. SaaS providers usually take care of the interoperability standards set in place. Whereas hospitals would have to invest an appropriate technology to abide the interoperability. And last, if you say speed or a database control, SaaS is accessed over the internet, hence speed is depend on the broadband speed. Since the software is hosted over LAN, in client server installation speed is excellent. And for a database control, SaaS provider controls the database, but whereas in client server installation, the hospital owns and controls the database. So when implemented properly, this electronic medical record can improve the efficiency of the providers, because it integrates all the patient's data to create comprehensive patient medical history. It also avoids any drug-to-drug interactions by generating adverse drug events alerts. It also sends automatic reminders to the patient for appointment schedule or immunization or follow-up or lab test, etc., and eliminates the risk of missing any reminder. Another few advantages are EMR effectively reduces the revenue spent on medical transcription and avoids duplication of any diagnostic test by integrating medical data from various other sources, such as labs, diagnostic centers, or pharmacies. There is yet another advantage, like analyzing the data over the period of a time of a specific disease and providing statistical data that can be used for a research purpose. Now let's see the disadvantage of EMR. Many physicians complain about the decrease in their productivity after implementation of EMR, as they need to learn the software and input data of a patient on their own into the software. Now, in the event of a system failure, data stored on the EMR will not be available to the providers. Now, few examples of systems which offer EMR are eClinical Works, subscription based it is, Maxens, this is also subscription based. And yet another example I can give is that Open EMR. Now, if you are interested, let's see the merits of these three softwares or systems. Well, eClinical Works is an award-winning electronic medical record system, as it offers us features like improved workflow, customizable, access clinical content, communication, unification, and also ARRA meaningful use. Whereas Maxence is the integrated EHR cloud-based, is implemented as an affordable software as service installation and deployed as a browser-based solution. Practice Partner, this is also server-based system. It is a fully integrated electronic health record and practice management software. It includes three powerful applications which are available individually or together, and those are patient records, medical billing, and appointment scheduler. Open EMR system is free, and open source electronic health records and medical practice management application can run on Windows, Linux, Mac OS X, and many other platforms. Open EMR is ONC complete ambulatory electronic health records certified and is one of the most popular open source electronic medical records in use today. So here is a small pie chart of the most preferred electronic medical record software infographics. So you will notice the number one is eClinical Works and number two is Maxence, and there are many others also. So in this chapter 7 of PMR, EMR and EHR, what we have learned today? We have learned today what is the electronic records and what are the electronic records versus paper-based records, advantages and disadvantages. Which are the types of electronic records? What do you mean by personal medical record or electronic medical record or electronic health record? What is the difference between SaaS and standalone electronic medical report? And we have also seen the advantages and disadvantages or EMR and EHR. So I once again thank you for attending this session. Thanking you once again, and happy learning.